O'clock. Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started this morning with music by Robert Fuchs, whose name you may not know all that well unless you're a very regular listener to Snooze Button. We heard the fourth movement that comes from his Serenade No. 1 for String Orchestra. That was a recording with the Cologne Chamber Orchestra, the conductor Christian Ludwig. And we will come back and hear the concluding movement of that serenade, and I'll tell you a little bit more about Fuchs at that time. Right now, though, it is time for the weather and road reports. Yesterday's low, 18.6 degrees. The high made it up to 31.8. As of 7 a.m., the temperature at 18 degrees. Environment Canada tells us today a mixture of sun and cloud, local smoke, wind from the south at 30 kilometers per hour, a high today of 27 degrees, but the UV index is still fairly high at 7. And I should mention there is also still a special air quality statement in effect for all of the Fraser Canyon, including Lillooet. Let's see, what can I tell you here? Smoke concentrations will vary widely as winds and fire behavior change. And very quickly here, persons with chronic underlying medical conditions should postpone strenuous exercise until the advisory is lifted. And you can find lots more information about that at the website www.bcairquality.ca. Returning to the forecast. Tonight, partly cloudy, clearing late this evening, local smoke continuing. Wind from the south at 20 kilometers per hour, becoming light late this evening, a low tonight of 16 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, local smoke still predicted to be hanging around, at least in some areas. Wind from the south at 20 kilometers per hour near noon, a high tomorrow of 33. And then Sunday and Monday look like pretty warm days. Sunday, sunny with a low of 17, a high of 36. Monday, even warmer, sunny with a low of 18 and a high of 39. At least that is what is predicted for now. And Tuesday, sunny with a low of 19 and a high of 33. So we ain't done with the hot weather yet, folks. At least that's the way it looks right now. Taking a look at conditions across the country and around the province. Let's see, where in the Maritimes have I not yet hit? I haven't done Fredericton. There we go. 19 degrees in light rain. Montreal, partly cloudy and 21. Toronto, 20 degrees and sunny. And Iqaluit, they have light rain and 7 degrees. Winnipeg, 19 degrees with thunderstorm and light rain showers. Saskatoon, mostly cloudy and 17. In Yellowknife, it is 11 degrees and mostly cloudy. Once again, nice to see that it does not say smoky up there. Edmonton, 17 degrees and sunny. Calgary, mostly cloudy and 15. Whitehorse, partly cloudy and 7 degrees. In Prince George, it is 9 degrees and sunny. And a little closer to home, Clinton, 10 degrees, mostly cloudy. Hope, mostly cloudy and 14. Kamloops, 19. They are also mostly cloudy. And like Lillooet, they have an air quality statement in effect. 12 degrees in Pemberton and in Vancouver. It is mainly sunny and 15 degrees. And turning to the highways. On Highway 1, at Thompson River Drive, there is construction. That's 25 kilometers east of Cache Creek. There is construction going on there, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and that will continue through September 19th with single lane alternating traffic in that spot. And then we have a new note. I don't know, this will probably only last for a few hours today. In the Fraser Canyon, this affects westbound traffic. Structure fire on Highway 1 in both directions, 2 kilometers north of Boston Bar. Highway 1 is reduced to single lane alternating traffic there, and you should expect minor delays. Again, as far as I can tell from the website, that just affects westbound traffic. Highway 40, continue to watch for narrow sections between the Mission Dam and Gold Bridge until further notice. That, of course, is because of the mudslides we had. Was it last week? Week before? I can't remember, but the day we had all the rain. And still on Highway 40, construction continues from 12 to 16 kilometers west of Lillooet, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., continuing through September 15th. Single lane alternating traffic there. Highway 99 south, the construction from 14 to 28 kilometers south of Lillooet, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, continuing through September 15th as well, with single lane alternating traffic. And then finally I should mention the annual Squamish Music Festival that is occurring right now and will continue through Monday the 11th and will be affecting traffic in the roughly between Britannia Beach and Squamish. No Highway 99 lane closures or anything like that, but motorists should expect increased traffic volumes in the Britannia and Squamish areas. Obey all signs, speed limits, traffic control persons, etc., and drive with caution through the event area. That is it for the weather and roads. Okay, let's go back to Robert Fuchs. He was born in 1847 and died in 1927. Born in Austria, I'm not sure, but I believe he was Viennese, not to be confused with the Dutch soccer player Robert Fuchs. Robert Fuchs was a very important teacher of composers in the latter part of the 19th and early 20th centuries. If you know composers of that era, the list is really quite impressive here. Among his students were George Enescu, Gustav Mahler, Hugo Wolf, Jan Sibelius, Alexander von Zemlinsky, Erich Wolfgang Korngold, Franz Schmidt, and Franz Schreker, as well as three people known as best as composers of operettas, Richard Heuberger, Robert Stolz, and Leo Fall. That is a really, really impressive list, even so take it from me, even if you don't know don't know those names. Fuchs wrote a total of five serenades for orchestra. This first one that we're hearing was written when he was still in his 20s, and it proved to be a very popular piece. By the way, Johannes Brahms was an admirer of Fuchs. He was about 10 years, 10, 13, 14 years older, I guess, than Fuchs. And Brahms wrote about him: "Fuchs is a splendid musician. Everything is so fine and so skillful, so charmingly invented that one is always pleased." And coming from Brahms, that's pretty high praise. Anyway, as I mentioned, Fuchs wrote five of these serenades, and they were so popular that he came to be known as Serenaden Fuchs, which meant serenading fox, kind of a cute little nickname. So let's hear the finale that comes from Serenade number one. There's something ever so slightly sinister and at the same time quite playful about this piece. Nice combination. We hear once again the Cologne Chamber Orchestra, and the conductor is Christian Ludwig.
Thank you.
That was the concluding movement from Serenade No. 1 by Robert Fuchs, a recording there with the Cologne Chamber Orchestra, and they were conducted by Christian Ludwig. I should have mentioned, this is the, I'm calling this the slow-fast edition of Snooze Button, because everything we're doing, until we get to an encore at least, is starting with a slow movement and then moving to a fast movement of the same from the same work. I didn't really plan it that way. It just kind of turned out. These things happen. And earlier this week, I played the first movement of Beethoven's fourth piano concerto. I think that was on Piano Wednesday. And I said that if I remembered, we would hear the remaining two movements, and we will do that in the latter part of today's show. Let's see, it's 8:17. Let me tell you what is coming up on Radio Lillooet today. This would be Friday. So when Snooze Button wraps up, I'll leave you with the Folk World Reggae playlist later this afternoon, Democracy Now! From 3 until 4 p.m. This evening, let's see, I don't know if the Six Mix with your host Lyle Rochelle will be on. Lyle's been away for the past couple of weeks, and I haven't heard from him recently. But he may be here from 6 until 8. If not, at 8 p.m., it'll be The Collection with your host Sheila Simpson. And don't forget that on Sundays, you can hear classical music starting around 5 in the morning that runs until 9 in the morning. The past couple of Sundays, for some reason, I have had trouble remembering to put on classical music at that hour, and it's been starting later, but I'm going to try and make sure that I remember to get it back. The schedule officially says that it starts at 6 a.m., but I usually try to start it earlier if I remember to. Later at 9 a.m., the Andrew Twisty Family Hour, and Andrew Twisty, as far as I know, will be here this Sunday. He wasn't last week because of the Bridge River Fest, but he was performing up there, but I think he's back this Sunday. And then later on Sunday's Fusion Cafe with your host Jason McLeod at noon, followed by more jazz fusion music throughout the rest of the day on Sundays. If you'd like to check the details of the schedule, you can go to our website, radiolillooet.ca, and you'll find many shows posted in podcast form as well that you can listen to at your convenience or even download to your computer if you want. And you will also find the link to live streaming Radio Lillooet, and also posted lots of information about upcoming events in the area. Okay, what else? Ah, yes, there's a very important news item here from The Guardian that I wanted to share with you. George Osborne's cat hit by car. This is on the cat is fine. That's why I'm laughing. This is on the front page of The Guardian's website today. George Osborne is the British Chancellor of the Exchequer, which I think is sort of like Minister of Finance, but I'm not 100% certain. Anyway, his cat was hit by a car but was not seriously injured. So I don't know exactly why The Guardian chose to put that out there on their front page, but so they did. Let's see, I don't think that I have really much to tell you in the way of wildfires. The good news is that on the bcwildfire.ca website, when you look at Kamloops Fire Center and the wildfires of note, there are only two fires listed there in the Kamloops Fire Center, and one of them is the Botany Road Fire, which, as we know, is doing fairly well. It's now listed as 100% contained, and of course the evacuation orders and alerts that were in effect in that area are now long, they've long since been rescinded. So things haven't been too bad for us recently. Haven't seen even a hint of a plume of smoke from the little fire that started here last Sunday afternoon when we had that lightning storm that received a lot of aggressive bucketing for a couple of days, as most people know, and that seems to have brought that under control. So that's great. However, I did hear that a statistic this morning that wildfires just in the Northwest Territories this summer have already burned more hectares than are usually burned in an entire summer of fires all across Canada. So that's kind of a major thing. I mean, some of that is natural activity, and probably some of it needed to happen for the health of the general environment, but it's still concerning where it's near people and structures, of course. All right, I don't think we have anything else to do about fires, so let us move on, and we're going to turn to music by Debussy now, and listen to two of his nocturnes for orchestra. A couple of weeks ago, I played the third nocturne, but I thought we should hear the first two. The first one is called Nuage, which means clouds. The second one, Fête, or festivals. These are both, I don't know if they were exactly written in 1899, but that's when Debussy completed the score for these three works. He was inspired in writing these works by a series of Impressionist paintings by James Whistler. You know, Whistler's mother, Whistler, if I recall. I'm pretty sure it's the same guy. Those pieces, those paintings by Whistler are sometimes known as nocturnes, and there is a famous series of them that show at least one, maybe more than one, bridge over the River Thames in very foggy conditions at night, and one of them has a little firework being let off in it. Anyway, they're very, very beautiful paintings. Debussy wrote sort of an introductory note for the nocturnes. It's pretty rare to find him writing this extensively about his own music, writing for the public's general interest. And so I thought it's worth quoting all of this about these two nocturnes we're going to listen to. Quote, "The title Nocturnes is to be interpreted here in a general and more particularly in a decorative sense. Therefore, it is not meant to designate the usual form of the nocturne," and I pause here to insert that by that he meant it's not meant to designate pieces that sound like Chopin nocturnes. And now we continue with Debussy. "But rather, all the various impressions and the special effects of light that the word suggests. Nuage renders the immutable aspect of the sky and the slow, solemn motion of the clouds fading away in gray tones lightly tinged with white. Fête gives us the vibrating, dancing rhythm of the atmosphere with sudden flashes of light. There is also the episode of the procession, a dazzling, fantastic vision, which passes through the festive scene and becomes merged in it. But the background remains resistantly the same, the festival with its blending of music and luminous dust participating in the cosmic rhythm." I don't really know what he meant by that last sentence, but I like the sound of it. Let's listen to l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal. The conductor is Charles Dutoit. Oops, we just got the first few seconds of the third nocturne there. I forgot that the second nocturne, the fifth, ends so quietly. That was a recording of L'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal with Charles Dutoit conducting. We heard nocturnes 1 and 2 from the set of 3 by Debussy. Number 1, Nuage, Clouds. Number 2, Festivals. It's 8:38, and that means it's time for some public service announcements. Just before I do that, I should tell you, apparently, this Sunday, August the 10th, in the U.S., at any rate, is National S'mores Day. So if you're a fan of s'mores, why not go ahead and celebrate it here anyway? Even though this is not the U.S., I would be happy to see a National S'mores Day in Canada. Let's see. All right. Public service announcements. S'mores. There will be a music evening tonight at the Miyazaki House. That's at 7 p.m. tonight. It's an open jam session, non-electronic, unless you want to bring your own equipment, for anybody who wants to take part. So all local musicians are welcome. The public is welcome to attend. Admission is by donation to the Miyazaki House Society. And it says here the canteen will be open for thirsty nibblers. And I don't know if that choice of thirsty and nibblers means that they will have both food and drink. I'm not quite sure what. But if you're planning on coming just to listen, you might want to bring yourself something comfortable to sit on. And I should mention today is Farmer's Market, of course, 8:30 to 12:30, if I recall correctly. I don't have the notice right in front of me, but across from the post office. And if you're a visitor to Lillooet, I urge you strongly to go out, come out and give the Farmer's Market a try. Lots of great things there. You can meet many of the local people. There is produce, lots of produce available at this time of year, and local baking and many other wonderful things. The Lillooet Lions 21st Annual Fishing Derby is this Sunday, August the 10th. It will be running from 8 until 3 p.m. at Pavilion Lake. Let's see, you can still get an early bird ticket if you want to fish in the Derby for $20. You could get that today from Winner's Edge in Lillooet or from the Stein Valley People's Pharmacy in Lytton or from Lion Inez Lopez in Cache Creek. But the easiest place to get it is from Anne and her cockatiel Sage at the Farmer's Market. Let's see, $25 to enter the Derby if you purchase your entry ticket on Derby Day. Everyone, whether you have an early bird ticket or not, must register on Derby Day at Pavilion Lake. If you have a raffle ticket, the $5 raffle ticket, then you can also fish on Derby Day for an additional $15. Draw prizes in the raffle include a 15-minute scenic helicopter trip for four, courtesy of Blackcomb Aviation, 30-minute flight for two, courtesy of Lion Chris Strube, and dinner in paradise for four, courtesy of the Lillooet Lions Club. There are lots more prizes, and all tickets, meaning including entrance, I believe. No, I'll leave that alone. Sorry, that one I'm not certain about. Prizes and services sponsored by. All right, you ready for the big list? We'll see if I can do this all in one breath. A&W Restaurant, Bridge River Machine Shop, Blackcomb Aviation, Bridge River Lillooet News, Fields, IDA Pharmacy, Cal Tire, KC Health and Gifts, Paul Lazon, Lightfoot Gas, Lillooet Timber Mart, Lordco Auto Parts, Malm Septic Service, Milo Pizza, PharmaSave, People's Pharmacy, Shulap Service, Starburst Video, Studio 941 Unisex Hair Care, Tradewinds Hair Plus, True Value Hardware, Tough Enough Nails by Barb, Winner's Edge, Regal Lion Gloria Hudson, Lion Ann Heath, and Lion Inez Lopez, and I did not manage in one breath. If you have further questions, get in touch with John Brooks, Lion John Brooks, at 256-7025. Let's see, the special backpacking food workshop will be on at the Rec Center next Thursday and Friday, August 14th and 15th. It doesn't say times here, but I'm pretty sure it will be in the evening. Learn how to prepare lightweight, nutritious food for use in the backcountry, and this will be led by hiking guide Wayne Robinson. The regular drop-in fee applies. However, if you are registered for the South Chilcotin's backpacking trip coming up a few days after that, there's no additional cost to take part in the backpacking food workshop. The South Chilcotin's backpacking trip is August 18 to 22. That's a Monday through a Friday. The cost is $120. All food is provided. Space is limited. And if you have questions about any of this, get in touch with the Rec Center, 250-256-7527. Also at the rec center, if you have a whole bunch of canning to do and you're short on space or equipment, you can do your canning here at the rec center. $50 a day or $75 for 2 days. That seems like a pretty good deal, really. That includes the use of the pressure canner, dehydrator, and it just says steam. So I'm not quite sure what that is, but I'm sure if you're a canner, you probably know. And a reminder that the British Soccer Camp is coming back August 18th to 22nd. They will be running the camp at Conway Park this year. If you want to register, you have to do that online, www.challengersports.com. If you have questions about that, I think you should probably check that website first. It may answer many of them. The rec center may be able to answer your questions. Again, the number 250-256-7527. And the rec center told me that attendance has been dropping steadily over the past few years for that British soccer camp. So if you want it to keep being offered, this would be a good year to consider registering. And with the World Cup having just happened, who knows, maybe there will be an increase in interest this year. Finally, a reminder of the Moonlight movie that is coming on Thursday, August the 21st. This is put on by Interior Savings Credit Union and the Lillooet Minor Hockey Association. Let's see, the family-friendly movie will be Frozen, and it'll be screened at dusk, and there'll be a concession and fun pre-show activity starting at 7 p.m. Admission is by donation in support of the Lillooet Minor Hockey. For more information, visit www.lillooetminorhockey.org or www.interiorsavings.com. And remember to bring something comfortable to sit on for that event. And as we get closer to that and we have more reliable weather forecasts, I will tell you what's in store for that evening. Hopefully it will be good weather. It is 8:45. We better get on to Beethoven. We're going to hear the second and third movements that come from the Piano Concerto No. 4 in G major, one of Beethoven's most incredibly beautiful pieces. The second movement is quite astonishing in a sense. What we hear over the course of the movement is the piano taming the orchestra. You'll notice that the orchestra has loud and very forceful kind of statements, whereas the piano is playing soft and lyrical music. And by the end of the movement, you hear the orchestra, its final statement is of its main theme, the normally loud and forceful theme, but now it's much gentler, much quieter, still in the minor key, but the piano has tamed it. It's really quite wonderful. And then in the third movement, the minor key clouds all dissipate, the sun comes out, and we have Beethoven at his very happiest. This is a recording with the great Chilean pianist Claudio Arrau, recorded when he was about 80 years old. There's a sense of tranquility, not sleepiness or anything like that, but a gentle kind of repose, which can still break out into considerable activity when called upon in his playing. I know of no other recording of this piece that catches quite that same spirit, and I think it's absolutely perfect for the piece. We will hear Claudio Arrau with the Staatskapelle Dresden, or Dresden State Orchestra if you prefer, and the conductor is Sir Colin Davis. There it is, the rest of Beethoven's fourth piano concerto, of which we heard the first movement on Wednesday, second and third movements today, and that's still one of my all-time favorite recordings of the piece, and maybe not my mostest favoritist, though I'd be hard-pressed to choose which one it is. But that was Claudio Arrau playing the piano, recorded when he was about 80 years old. That would be his, I believe, fourth recording of the Beethoven piano concertos. And every single one of them, they're all of his recordings of the Beethoven piano concertos are well worth exploring. That recording with the Staatskapelle Dresden, the conductor was Sir Colin Davis. It is 9:04, and we're going to do an encore, which I haven't done that much of this week, I think. The slow-fast portion of today's show has now ended, and we're just going to have a single piece here. I don't know, well, I do know why I chose this piece this morning. It's because something this morning got me listening to to the singing of Leontine Price at home. Listening to some recordings that were on YouTube of things that I had never heard her in. And I decided, yes, it's time for Leontine to make a reappearance. Leontine Price, now about 87 years old. She has been retired for quite some time. Actually, when I say quite some time, I think she was still giving recitals into her early 70s and apparently was still in very, very good voice at that time. She retired from the opera stage when she was about 60 or maybe a few years before that. She was a real groundbreaker, not merely by the quality of her singing, but she was very important in the civil rights movement without ever carrying a protest sign or anything like that that I know of, just by being a singer whose voice was so incredibly beautiful that even bigots couldn't say no. They had to let her sing, and so she became one of the first very important one of the very first African-American singers to break into performing in the major opera houses in the world, and perhaps in some ways most significantly in the United States, where it was very difficult to do. Anyway, we're going to hear her in an aria that comes from one of Puccini's very least known operas. It's called La Rondine, which means the swallow, as in the birds of the swallow. I don't have time to get into the whole story of this. Anybody who's familiar with the opera La Traviata by Verdi will have some idea. It's a similar story in that it is a love story, but unlike La Traviata, it has a sad but not a tragic ending. Traviata has a tragic ending. In this one, nobody dies of tuberculosis. No one is murdered or anything like that. It's just a love affair, which ends up heroine ends up deciding she has to break it off, and there's no real ill will on either part, but it's kind of got a feeling of a slice of life to it, a little bit more like real life rather than gods and heroes and people with swords and things like that. Anyway, we're going to hear the wonderful aria for the heroine Magda that comes from the first act. It is this is sort of a set piece within the scene. It doesn't really serve to forward the plot, but it's a chance for the heroine she's singing at a party, and so there's a very important piano part you'll hear in the orchestra here, and I believe there's usually a piano on stage and she's being accompanied. Anyway, here is Leontine Price with this aria, Chi il bel sogno di Doretta, music by Giacomo Puccini.